This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We will talk with Rangers manager Chris Woodward in just a second. The Rangers lose to the Astros last night, 4-1. They will get it going again today, 7:10, 6:30 pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers, of course, were keeping track, as Bassick said, I think it was off air, the bad teams lost, or the bad teams won yesterday. So if you are keeping track of where the Rangers sit in the Kumar Rocker sweepstakes, took a turn for the better yesterday, as I know the Rangers are still fighting, but some of us do not think it's the worst thing in the world if they were to have the worst record in Major League Baseball to pick up the number one pick. Right now, brought to you by Medical City Green Oaks, quality patient care is the driving force in everything they do. Check out their website at medicalcitygreenoaks.com and Dallas Morning News, real local journalism. We bring on Rangers manager Chris Woodward. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Well, we're glad. We're always glad to have you, for sure. I know that maybe the playoff chase is not ongoing, but do you still feel that same level of intensity whenever you guys roll up, specifically against the Astros?
Yeah, I think we get up for this series. I think there's a lot, obviously, you know, the in-state rivalry. Obviously, these guys are playing for something, and, you know, we're not eliminated mathematically, but we definitely know our odds are against us, but, you know, we want to keep them from making it. So I think it's we have a lot of young players that are really hungry to go out and play. So it helps to get a lot of motivation against these guys.
And one of those young players, Colby Allard, can you tell us about what you saw from him as a starting pitcher and what still needs to happen or maybe even develop if he's going to jump into the rotation for 2021?
Yeah, we still definitely view him as a starter, and we've obviously relayed that to him. I think, you know, obviously putting him in the bullpen for a little bit is just to kind of, you know, rest his mind a little bit and kind of get him back on track. He's a competitive sucker, man. He's really open to learn. He accepts criticism well. Those are some things he needs to get better at, and that's obviously controlling his emotions and learning to pitch. Obviously when guys get on base or things don't go so well, he's got to be able to limit the damage and still be able to execute his pitches. Something we've talked a lot about with him, and, you know, he's going to work on that for sure.
So will it be something, Woody, that you want to put him in the game with runners on base out of the bullpen, or you want to give him more of, because he's been primarily a starter his life, a clean inning when you put him in these last few games?
Yeah, I'd probably like to do a clean inning. Now, obviously, we can't, we could simulate some things, I guess, putting him with runners on base, but I think it's just more of a mentality thing, honestly. He likes to go really hard when he competes, and, you know, sometimes when things don't go well, he tends to try to go harder, and the key is to not go harder, it's to go smarter. Like, he's got to be able to execute his pitches, and he's already going to be competitive. We don't need him to be more competitive. We need him to be able to calm down and be able to execute his pitches. So just, you know, he can start that with nobody on, you know, with in a clean inning, like I said, maybe a one or two inning stint.
So maybe putting him in those bad spots would be more counterproductive than you would hope for?
Yeah, I think so. I think right now we're trying to build up some confidence. I hope he has, like, every clean inning from here on out. I hope he doesn't even have a base runner.
Right.
I think that's the goal for every pitcher. We're not going to put him in a tough spot just to simulate that, but I think it'll naturally happen. Obviously, guys are going to, you know, whether it's a flare hit or, you know, bad call by the umpire to walk a guy, who knows? There will be base runners, and anybody that pitches knows that that's going to happen. So when those situations are presented, then obviously we're going to evaluate and talk to him, you know, afterwards and see how he felt and see if he can control that. We've got a lot of guys that can help him. Obviously, Lance, you know, is a very similar competitor, and he's learned to control his emotions and be able to still execute. So there's a lot of information that, that Colby can get from, you know, not only our pitching staff, but, you know, our the players as well.
So on the other side of it, your young pitcher, Kyle Cody, had another nice outing last night. I know that, you know, he threw quite a few pitches in his outing. But one thing David Murphy and I were noticing watching the game yesterday is when he misses down the middle, and it happens to all pitchers, and when he misses down the middle, guys still just foul it off. For the most part. I know George Springer got him to start the game off, but there were quite a few other pitches where he would miss kind of in the heart of the plate, and the hitters' reactions, major league hitters' reactions when I watch, are still not comfortable swings. So I think that's a good thing going forward, Woody, that you have a guy that his stuff, when he misses on the plate, hitters are still struggling to square him up.
Yeah, and that tells you a lot about his stuff. You know, not too many pitchers can live in the middle. But some pitchers, like you said, because their stuff is so good that, you know, whether they've used their other pitches, you know, off of each other, they just don't get hit that hard. And, you know, they can afford to miss at times. Yeah, Cody, he's got no fear, man. That's the one thing. He keeps an even keel. Last night, you know, I said it, I think, before his last start, I might have jinxed him, but I was hoping he'd deal with a little bit of adversity just to see how he handles it. And, I mean, he had bases loaded, nobody out, as tough as it gets. And was somehow able to get out of that, you know, calmly, you know, got a ground ball back to him and threw home and threw the first for double play. So he just continues to impress. And I know it's not going to be always smooth sailing, but, you know, just his attitude, his work, the way he competes on the mound is, has been pretty impressive. And we're really looking forward to the future with him.
So I heard John Daniels yesterday. He spoke to the media and he talked about in the future, which most likely next year, that there could be situations where I'm just specifically speaking to these two guys, and it might not be these two guys comboed together, where you guys could look at having maybe instead of five starters, look at a possibility of having like a Cody and an Allard combined together to give you kind of six innings that you're looking for in a start. Can you expand on that future of the Texas Rangers rotation?
Yeah, I think with some of these guys, obviously they're going to be limited, you know, in their innings. You look at Cody for next year, he's not going to be able to throw 200 innings. So, you know, how we kind of use those innings, if he does, you know, make the rotation and he comes into camp, you know, we can be pretty creative, I guess, in that. Either keeping them, you know, limit every start, or, like you said, piggyback and, you know, have guys go two or three innings at a time. And especially some of the younger guys, if another younger guy kind of makes our team and, you know, it's more of a bullpen role, but an expanded bullpen role, which means, you know, you could piggyback, kind of like what we're doing now with Cody and John King. You know, it's obviously a strategic advantage, but, it's, you know, for them, it kind of gets, you know, puts their feet in the water a little instead of just jumping fully in. And it does. It limits their innings and just gets them comfortable in the big leagues, knowing that they can execute there.
Woody, I'm kind of interested because we're obviously loving seeing what we are seeing from IKF this year. With some of your younger players, do you kind of continue to kind of point his direction and say, just kind of watch and observe what he's doing because he's growing?
Yeah, no doubt. And this is – I'm so proud of that kid, man. Like, when he came in last year, you know, we obviously asked him to catch. The year before, you know, he obviously had a decent year and showed he can play some third base. But what he's done in the offseason, just his attitude, the way he competes, he represents exactly what we want. You know, he's got a heart of gold. He's hungry. He's constantly trying to learn. He wants to know how he can improve off of this year. You know, he's had a heck of a year, obviously. I think he should be a Gold Glove winner at third base. And, you know, you see all of our younger guys have that same desire. They have that same hunger. So that honestly is what, you know, improves players faster. You know, some guys will tend to kind of grasp things a little quicker. But that hunger and that desire is kind of what separates most guys. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys with that same mentality. And I do. I point to him a lot because he's a great example for our organization, man. He earned it. This wasn't given to him. You know, at no point did I say, hey, this is yours. He had to earn it. And I think that a lot of younger guys, you know, see that and they understand, okay, it takes a lot to earn a spot here and to get the at-bats. And that's what Isaiah's done.
So, Woody, last question kind of on the young guys that are on the Texas Rangers right now. I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about how much the Rangers really need winter ball this offseason to really get in maybe an extra 100 at-bats or an extra 25 innings. And I know with coronavirus, probably a lot of teams are like, man, we'd really love Arizona Fall League to send six guys there and really help out their development and get in 30 games. Can you tell me – what the kind of plan is going forward with developing the guys that you need more at-bats and more innings from to have a better idea if they can help you next year.
Yeah, it's something that's critical, honestly, this year. Even the guys that have played every day, it's only 60 games. And I know it's been a long season, long year, just because of the quarantine, but we weren't playing games in that time. We have an instructional league that's going to start, at the beginning of October, run through the middle of November. So I'm actually asking a lot of our guys to go. I know it's not the same as if we can play winter ball, that'd be great. But you talk about playing games, I'm going to personally be there because it's in Arizona. And, just really, really kind of hammer home, how important those games are and how important those reps and those at-bats, those innings. We're going to have a lot of guys there, a lot of our big league guys there, which is going to be different from most instructional leagues. But, I'm going to personally be there to let them know, I want to see the same intensity. This is too important. It's too important to just kind of take those at-bats as a normal instructional league and just kind of, we're obviously working on things and trying to improve, but at the same time with the intensity of trying to create that intensity of a major league atmosphere, because it's really important for those extra reps heading into next year.
Now, the other day, Elvis Andrus was asked if he was still an everyday player. He said, "Oh, for sure. I've done that my whole career. I think I've earned it. No doubt I'm an everyday player." And I know you have said guys have to earn their spot in terms of now, in terms of 2021. Have those conversations already started to happen? Will they happen in the offseason? Because it seems as though y'all are of different mindsets when it comes to that then.
No, but I want him to. I do believe that he is an everyday player. I want him to be. I think that's it's important that he has that mindset. I don't ever want to have Elvis think that he's not. I think he's in this game. He's obviously done a lot of great things, especially for this organization, and I want him to continue those things. And just the challenge is just to make him as productive as possible, and to be productive and be an everyday player, you got to be productive. So he understands that, and I guarantee you, he's got a little fire behind them to kind of, prove it. And that's all I want. I want him to be the answer. I don't want, to tell him that he's not. So I think he's taken that as a challenge to say, okay, I'm going to prove to you guys that I am, and I'm going to be the answer for the Texas Rangers.
Do you feel like there might be those kinds of competitions all the way across the field then with the young kids and some of these veterans?
I think so. I think it would be healthy, honestly. And obviously he's got a lot of experience, and he'll have the lead, I think, when it comes to it. If he comes in and is Elvis Andrus, he'll be the guy. I don't think there'll be any doubt about that, and I want him to make no doubt about it, because he's done so many good things for the team and in baseball in general. So healthy competition is a good thing, and I think whether it's old or young, the young guys know that they have to earn everything they get. Probably more so than a guy with Elvis's experience and honestly what he's done. So I love the competition factor, and hopefully they embrace it.
Now, the last thing I've got for you, I know you across your career, you've been places like Toronto, L.A., but deep down is your number one hockey affiliation to the Dallas Stars?
It's a good question. Is now, absolutely. 100%, man. I'm 100% Stars right now.
Okay, good.
To win a cup, man.
Good, because when I see that you were with the Mets, I worry about some sort of Islanders affiliation. I can't be having any of that right now.
Well, my wife's from Toronto, so she, obviously a Maple Leaf fan at heart. But we've that ship has sailed a long time ago, so we're good. We're 100% Dallas Stars.
Plus, Canadian teams don't win the cup anyway. So,
yeah.
That's true.
It's been 27 years. So this is an American trophy is what I say, what we say. Can we get a quick Go Stars from you?
Absolutely. Go Stars, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Skip. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
Rangers manager Chris Woodward right there. Burning all other hockey affiliations to the ground in
that's
support.
Smart. I mean, even Stephen Jones gets to walk around Dallas. Now,
that's right. I like how he goes, look, my wife was a Maple Leafs fan. And he goes, well, that ship sailed a long time ago. Smart, smart guy right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.